pressure on the hospital in Gaza where Hamas is believed holed up underneath. Fox's Trey Yingst has more about how airstrikes continue to rattle northern Gaza.
The Israelis are using their air force to support their infantry troops on the ground. They've reportedly surrounded a number of hospitals, including the Al-Shifa Hospital, the largest hospital inside the Gaza Strip, where we understand there are still Palestinian patients inside, along with others who are sheltering in place. Now, the Israelis say they've left open the eastern side of the hospital for evacuations to the main evacuation corridor through the center part of the strip. And they say overnight, they even offered to give the hospital fuel to ensure that they would be able to continue treating the injured Palestinians who are there, along with Palestinian babies who are inside the maternity ward of this hospital. Now, the Israelis say the Palestinians rejected this offer of fuel.
So now Palestinians claim two newborn babies died at the Gaza hospital due to fuel shortages as Hamas continues to wage its war with human shields. U.S. warplanes struck a pair of facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, where they train fighters, taking out 6 to 7 Iranian proxy fighters in retaliation for attacks against U.S. military bases. Meanwhile, Israeli troops on the ground in Gaza, with the delicate mission of keeping civilians safe but eliminating Hamas soldiers. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu.
We're proceeding as quickly as we can, but also as carefully as we can, because we want to minimize civilian casualties, and we want to minimize casualties on our side while maximizing the casualties on of the Hamas terrorists.
On NBC's Meet the Press, America is listening to.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Eyes on the prize no more. Senator Tim Scott, with a surprise announcement, says not now. Suspending his GOP presidential campaign. Says he's not interested in the job of vice president.
Senator Scott had been gaining some traction in the polls this past summer, but he was still lagging behind Republican rivals former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He was on Fox's Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy when he announced he's suspending his campaign.
I think the voters who are the most remarkable people on the planet have been really clear that they're telling me not now, Tim.
The Hill says Scott started off that campaign last May with $22 million, but he's been burning through that. Scott had canceled several Iowa campaign events this weekend. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Tim Scott continues in the U.S. Senate, where there's plenty to do just days before a government shutdown deadline. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson, with a big test of his skills, pitching Republicans on a two-step funding plan to avert a shutdown, what Johnson describes as a laddered CR, or continuing resolution. Big takeaway, funding for Israel, Ukraine, or border security are not attached to the must-pass legislation. Johnson says the bill will stop the absurd holiday season omnibus tradition of loaded-up spending bills right before Christmas, but exactly how the bill would work is complicated. Five U.S. service members killed Friday night, with the Pentagon confirming it was a special operations helicopter training exercise crash during refueling. The Black Hawk helicopter going down in the eastern Mediterranean. Special operators were there in support of the mission to defend U.S. troops overseas against expanding attacks. U.S. European Command confirms no indications of hostile activity. The crash now under investigation. I'm Therese Crowley. This is Fox News.
Crudge, Indiana, hard-fought game. I showed the guys last night, really, since they had their bye week. They made some changes on their coaching staff, and really, I think their first game was against Michigan, and they were up early on them. Then came back and had a Penn State game and made it a four-quarter game, and then obviously the win over Wisconsin last week. So I thought coming in, we knew we were going to have a test on our hands, and our guys kept being perseverance, battling back. I give a lot of credit to the guys that made plays in the end, what needed to happen. Obviously, defense, tail of two halves, and then kind of at the end fell apart. But, we lost some key personnel, and the guys stepped up to the challenge, made their biggest stop defensively in overtime there to force that third down stop, and then, kicked a field goal. And then I tell you, John Paddock, I'm blown away that he obviously most yards in Memorial history for an Illinois quarterback, just a great indicator. And I've always said this, right? Like, long before today, the greatest quarterbacks I've been around are the guys that can make many plays or make plays of nothing, right? And that last play, it kind of broke down. They brought some pressure. He flushed out to his right. Isaiah adjusted and went cross country on that route over there into the boundary. And they could see him convert it and make it be the game winning touchdown. It was just awesome. So a lot of really good things. Casey Washington got his first touchdown today. I can't believe that. This kid has absolutely been lights out. He's kind of been the unwritten MVP, in my opinion, all year. Offensively, he's just made big play after big play. Zy Chrysler came back after rolling up his ankle. Caden Fagan went back in after getting banged up. Don't know exactly where he is. So, a lot of guys persevered and came through. It's the end of the year in the Big Ten, and we'll see where we go. So, with that, I'll open up questions.
Is this your first 500-yard passer?
I don't know that.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I mean, this is like a legendary performance, obviously, after what he did last week, Brett. Like, how do you put into context what he's done? How special is what he did?
You know, he's so, since January, he's the same guy every day, right? It's hard to say that, but he just, very diligent in his process. He's a guy that works, and he plays with a lot of emotion. Before the game, he was in the locker room, got guys fired up on the sidelines. Even last week at practice, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you'll hear him say things that, practice just kind of had a little more zip to it. I think the players really respond to him. He'll do some things where you're like gonna, hit your head upside the wall, but he is absolutely dynamic. Knows his strengths, maximizes his weaknesses, or minimizes his weaknesses. Just really impressive, and the kids really respond to him.
Okay, well, this guy's been out since a certain time. We're going to do it retroactive to that, because the Browns could have added another quarterback during this time. They had to keep Watson on the roster during those times they were injured. The other thing that I would look at is the trade deadline's too early. Think about it. The Browns get that win.
When Ross went out, I always told him to be careful, and that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody, somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Hey, 7-Eleven, good morning. Philo is out of power. There was somebody that hit a light pole, power pole near, I guess, Homer. And it knocked out Sydney, Philo, and part of St. Joe with power.
Wow, that's quite a power pole.
It's, hey, Ameren, little help.
We're scrambling over here.
And there's okay. Greg. I don't know if Greg is able to get on the... Anyway, we got in this morning, and we have a generator, and that wasn't working, and now that's working. So we're at least on the radio, but it's dark in Philo. So there is no coffee brewing anywhere.
Right.
In the center of the universe.
It's pretty wild pulling in. I know Hugs and Bugs look like they were lit. So there are businesses that are trying to get things going with their generators.
Well, that's what we got. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have generators. But in any event, good morning. It is Monday. You heard a little Brett Bielema. If you didn't, I'll play it again. It was Saturday, and that's kind of the story around here, is the fact that the football team did it again in kind of a miracle fashion. with quarterback John Paddock at just a remarkable game on Saturday, honoring our men and women in service, a memorial, kind of a memorial stadium day.
Yeah.
11-11 game kicked off at 11:01. And Illinois was down 27-12. I mean, it was didn't look feel very good and everything else. We had two touchdowns before half. And who throws for 300-plus yards by halftime?
Wow.
1980, Columbus, Ohio. I was actually doing some play-by-play when Dave Wilson passed for 621 yards. I was in that game.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was remarkable. And we were telling people in the third quarter we were losing by 14 to Ohio State to call your friends, because you're missing out on a historic day. Dave Wilson, our quarterback in 1980, many of you weren't even born, he threw for 621 yards and six touchdowns. And we never got within one score. We were always down by 14, and then it was 7, then it was 14, because we couldn't stop Ohio State. Mm. And the game ended 49-42. The Columbus fans stood and clapped for the Illini.
Well, okay.
Couldn't believe what when we just, it comes to couldn't believe what we just saw. So anyway, it was 100 years. It's the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium. Nobody's done that here,
right?
In Champaign-Urbana, that's the most yards ever for a quarterback in wearing a Illini uniform. I don't think anybody's ever thrown against this.
507.
It's just a remarkable day for the Fighting Illini. So it was fun. We won that game Friday night in basketball. And that reminded me of the Loyola game. If anybody remember with Io and Kofi, and we were in the second round, a number one seed. We had to play Loyola of Chicago, and they beat us. It was that kind of a game, kind of a grind, where you knew you're kind of better, but they controlled the tempo, and they kind of controlled everything. And then we just clamped down on defense. So anyway, so off we go with a little sports here this morning.
Beat Oakland, of course. Now we're set up for Marquette, and that's happening tomorrow at 7.
Shaka Smart was the dreamy coach everybody wanted. Uh-huh. Well, he left wherever he was and went to Texas, and that didn't work out. And now he's at Marquette, and it's working out pretty well.
Okay.
So anyway, that's tomorrow night. That's, I think, 7 o'clock.
I think so, too.
So anyway, we hope you had a great weekend, and here we go off and running. I want to call Solier.
Okay. And he had reached out and said, what should I do?
Well, because our stuff was shut. We don't know when that accident happened, but it definitely took out Philo Power, Sydney Power, and part of St. Joe. So that's what's happened, and I have no idea, no update, except that they're working on it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we're good to go here. Glad you're listening. 217-359-2255. You're welcome to jump on the text or the phone line. Back in a moment.
The Champaign-Urbana Elks Lodge is teaming up with the Urbana Police Department Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 70 Shop with a Cop program. This year marks the 9th year that the Elks has asked for our community to support the goal of making area school children of financially burdened families have a warm coat, hat, gloves, and boots to stay warm. Drop off a donation at the Elks Lodge behind Old Orchard Bowling during business hours Tuesday through Sunday, 3 to 8 p.m. The CU Elks Monastery drive will continue through December 10th. Those wanting to make a donation may do so by mailing a check out to the CU Elks Lodge and mailing it to the Elks, 903 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy, Illinois, 61874. Or they may drop off a donation at the Elks Lodge during business hours behind Old Orchard Bowling, Tuesday through Sunday, 3 to 8 p.m. For details on the coat drive and shop with a cop with CU Elks Club, visit their Facebook page.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, save $5 on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella cheese, bacon, red onion, and BBQ sauce. All piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all-meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
Champaign Center Partnership has some great ideas for a date night in downtown Champaign at the Virginia Theater.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
Kick off the holiday season in the heart of downtown Champaign for the 23rd annual Parade of Lights presented by Christie Clinic on Saturday, November 25th. Make it a night to remember for the whole family with pre-parade activities starting at 1 p.m. like horse and carriage rides, photos with Santa Claus, and more. You'll be dazzled by a parade of 60 lighted floats starting at 6 p.m. The Parade of Lights is sponsored by Christie Clinic, Tatman's Towing, Central Roofing in the City of Champaign, and powered by the Champaign Center Partnership. Learn more at champaigncenter.com.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now, put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk. Residential or commercial, Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampaign.com. Two Men and a
Truck. All right. Yeah, that whole junk idea from Two Men's pretty good idea.
I think we all could use it too.
I mean, we all have stuff, right?
Absolutely.
And could probably use Two Men and a Truck for the little help here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ESPN 93.5. We scrambled a little bit this morning because we came in and nothing was on.
The power was out.
Yeah. So working all the issues. We are going to play some of this John Paddock I have from the game. He's the hero quarterback. Here's kind of the dilemma. We'll have Luke Altmaier on later today, and yeah. I think he's good to go this week.
Mm-hmm.
But would you dare change quarterbacks?
Right.
I mean, what do you do with that when you've got a hot guy that's setting ridiculous records that in 100 years haven't been done, but – Luke's your guy, and I get it, but man, he sure makes you think about it, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And Luke's been playing great. It's just been unbelievable to watch what has happened in the two games, and you can clearly say that this kid has saved the season, hasn't he?
Right. So we'll have Jay Layman and his commentary after 3, and then Luke Altmaier expected to join us after 4, thanks to Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, plus First Federal Savings Bank and Crossroads Contractor Supply, Brian Hansen at State Farm, Carpenters Local 243, and Apprentice Week is underway this week, plus Max Twin City Recycling. Thanks to all our sponsors here on ESPN 93.5.
Accumulation. Preservation. Generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Urbana Park District invites 18 and up to a special caregivers class for people to care for loved ones with memory loss. This free class meets Tuesdays from November 14th to January 16th from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Get stress-reducing ideas and support from others who choose home care for a loved one with memory loss. You work hard to give your loved ones peace of mind and familiar surroundings. Sign up for the Stress Busters class at urbanaparks.org.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing shares are rallying after several airlines unveiled big deals at the Dubai Air Show to purchase Boeing planes. Also, there are reports saying China is considering ending its freeze on purchases of Boeing 737 jets. Novo Nordisk shares are rallying after the pharma company revealed research at a medical conference saying its Wegovy obesity treatment can also reduce the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and deaths from cardiovascular conditions. Shares of Shiseido, the Japanese beauty company, slipped to a 6-year low in Tokyo on worsening conditions between Japan and China. Chinese shoppers are staying away from Shiseido products after Japan discharged wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant in August. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New
2 from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
722 weather this morning brought to you by Carl.
Carl, always looking for people to join their team. Lots of opportunities for growth. Carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Nice spell of weather for November expected for this week. Temperatures above seasonal norms. Largely dry weather expected as well. To perhaps a little brief shower action gets going on Friday. Next week, a different story. While we stay mild for the time of year, increasingly wetter as well, especially as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday. A mostly sunny, milder day's worth of weather today. Up around 62 with a light northwest wind. Tonight, mostly clear down to 33. Light north northeasterly winds for the day. Tomorrow, sunshine and 61. That's about 7 above average with a southeast wind. 35 here for tomorrow night. Continued mild and sunshiny for the day. Wednesday at 64. Up to about 65 on Thursday. Could be a stray shower with lower 60s on Friday. 50s for high temperatures Saturday and Sunday. Some rain in the forecast for early next week. And another significant rain system mid-next week as well. With daytime temperatures still well into the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hey, Finding a Line fans, D&D Advertising has the new 2023-2024 basketball schedules ready for pickup at these fine businesses.
Illinois Excavation Septic Concrete, Beast Mode Painting LLC, SK Exteriors, George Mallet Company Garage Door, Twin City Industrial Rubber Hose, Studio Nails, Champaign Eye Professionals, Inspire Your Wedding and Events, Express Employment Professionals, Thomas Mamer Attorneys at Law, Oak Creek Outdoor Service Tree and Landscaping, The Dentist Gray, Yellowly and Black, DDS, Armor Shield Concrete Coatings, Latitude Apartments, Campus Culinary Solutions, New Era Cannabis Products and Accessories, Raise Heating and AC, Burner Plumbing, Horn Installation, Allstate Insurance, William Abel. Please patronize these fine businesses as they are an asset to the community.
D&D Advertising Enterprises is not licensed, affiliated with, or endorsed by any university, sports institution, or program unless specifically stated in writing. No proceeds from any of the funds collected for your ad will be given to any educational institution or sports team. We are not responsible for any schedule changes made after printing.
Okay, so John Paddock is the kid, number 4. Who is coming as a fourth generation, you know, his name's Paddock, but his mom is, I think it's Ashley, but I'm struggling because I can't remember, but it was Ashley. That's Johnny Wright's sister, John Wright's kids. This is his grandchild, John Paddock. John Wright played in the 60s, was an All-American for 2 years, played in the NFL for a couple of years, and then became a monster successful in business. And every ball game before, every single game since the fifth grade, John Paddock has called his grandfather. They've talked before every single sporting event since then.
Wow.
Fifth grade. And so his mindset, John Sr. said, John Wright, the grandfather said, he has delusional confidence. He said, if you're coachable, that's a great thing. So this is John Paddock, who has literally saved the season, coming in against Minnesota on 4th and 11, completing the pass, hitting Pat Bryan over the middle, and then the deep one to Isaiah to win. He had another one to Isaiah to win on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Wow. We're 5-5. We're now thinking about getting those buses for the 9 busloads of marching Illini wherever we go.
Yes.
Bowl projections today have us in Birmingham, Alabama.
Is that right?
Who wouldn't want to go to Birmingham, Alabama? We got to win one more now. John Paddock after the game. It's just stunning. Your career's taking quite a turn here.
It's been just such a blessing from God. That's where everything's, my life starts with that and ends with that. Just in the middle, just work, training, trusting my guys, trusting my team, and it's just been such a blessing. I don't have much to say, you know. I'm really, really excited for my family, my teammates, and my friends. It's a cool moment. Very cool moment.
You mentioned your friends. I saw you run over to some guys in the bleachers after. Was all your friends? Talk about that. Talk about that moment.
Yeah, it was good to have some of my boys here. That ranges from high school to Ball State to
friends are back home, friends from Indianapolis, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty special. So it was fun to have that reunion.
John, what was your last 500 yard game? You remember the last one?
Senior high school.
Yeah, a couple.
I'm pretty sure senior high school when we had. It was just a back and forth game. Well, we were playing Oak Park. I'm pretty sure I threw for 500 that game. That's the only other one I can remember.
You're second all time for a single game here behind Dave Wilson. Is that registered yet? Or, you know, that number?
I don't think it has. I'm excited we won. I could have thrown for 2 yards, to be frank with you, and if we won, sure. I would have been happy. And that's serious. That's from the heart. I mean that. That's my number one priority. I'm a big believer that the quarterback position is evaluated by one number, and that's either if there's a win or a loss in that column.
So, and yeah, that's pretty cool, though, right?
Yeah, so it's awesome. It's awesome. If that's part of the job, I'm down.
Take us through that last play. What did you see on that game-winning touchdown?
There wasn't much that I liked front side, so I just kind of got flushed out. And I knew exactly what he was going to do. Right when he put his foot in the ground, he had the right idea. That was just as much him. He was wide open, just as much him as it was getting outside the pocket. But just kind of happened. It was kind of a reaction type thing.
And you said it was a blessing, John, but how did these last 7 days happen for you to go from that moment and then to carry it over into this game?
I think first credit just goes to the coaches believing in me and them just really buying into the process, just going back for winter workouts, spring ball. They just did a fantastic job of leading me and helping me understand what my role is, my situation, and that when that opportunity presents itself, I got to be ready. And so I just took that to heart every day. And that obviously a culmination of just, 6 years of college football coming down to my last couple of year. And I've seen a lot of the way games go and play with a lot of guys and seen a lot of coverages, a lot of defenses. And I think this is just a culmination of letting it rip.
John Wright's grandson, John Paddock. And so, here's the I love Luke Altmyer. I mean, I think he's terrific. And since the Penn State game, he's been just tremendous. But if you strike gold over here and you got a big vein and there's a whole lot of little gold nuggets coming up and you have a pretty good vein over here, but the one it's spurting oil.
Right.
And gold. I don't know how you move off a record setter and you got two more games with him, maybe three, and you got two more years with Luke Altmyer. Number one, I'm pretty sure Luke's going to play this week, which is fine. He's done a great job. But to just – what?
Right.
I mean,
507 yards sets a Memorial Stadium record. Wow.
But I mean, I can't talk about the defense because I have no idea what happened. It was really bad. But you made a stop in overtime. You made him kick. And then it was 3rd and 6, remember? And he ran out of the pocket to the right and bootleg kind of a thing and hit his Isaiah in stride and he scores. We win. It just, what is happening here is very, very, very unusual. Go back and find another game where a substitute quarterback comes in three plays. We win a ball game at Minnesota. Never happened. And a guy that follows it up with a record, that's never happened because it's a record. It's just like, I don't know.
Right.
I just know with him playing right now, I mean, Iowa's offense, I think we beat Iowa. And I think we beat Northwestern, even though Northwestern pounded Wisconsin in Madison. What?
Right.
You make heads or tails. Now, I was going to write down all the things that have to happen for Illinois to win the West. There's about 8 things. I just have to, Nebraska has to win, then they have to lose.
Right.
All that. It's like 8 things.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. That's right.
Hey, we talked about Irresponsible on Friday. Going to do it again. It's a movie coming to the Virginia.
This Saturday, the 18th at 7 o'clock, there's the VIP and the red carpet treatment. Doors open at 6 for this event.
Yep. And if you want to, meet Chris Hightower, who was here Friday.
Yeah.
And Dre Burns.
Yes.
Was here Friday. I think they're going to run back in later. But
sounds
really good.
Guy
from Danville.
I know it.
Danville, Illinois. A lot of it was filmed right around here. And so we'll get some details in just a few moments on this next. Mm-hmm. All right, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane.
Good morning.
7:30. We'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. A busy section of the I-10 freeway in downtown Los Angeles has shut down after a massive fire Saturday damaged it. Investigation could reveal today how stable it is and when could it reopen after repairs. Governor Gavin Newsom.
That question will be determined on the basis of safety.
On the roadway, he carries more than 300,000 vehicles a day. The UN holding a ceremony this morning for the more than 100 employees killed in the fighting in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. There will be a moment of silence at about 9:50 Eastern time. Plenty of fighting, though, around the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza.
We understand that the Israelis have offered the hospital some fuel and also the evacuation of civilians, but they've been having trouble in the communication with Hamas and also the health ministry inside Gaza that reportedly refused the fuel that was offered by the Israelis.
Fox's Trey Hanks in southern Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather with Greg Solier, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
So many great fall programs to tap into at urbanaparks.org. And keep in mind the turkey trot at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning for that brisk one-mile jaunt around Crystal Lake Park in the morning, Thanksgiving morning.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Anvis, Saturday. Pleasant spell, to say the least, of November weather expected for this week, with plenty of opportunity for a host of outdoor activities, additional fall field work and harvest, wrapping it up there, and backyard work as well. While we stay mild for the time of year, next week, increasingly wetter across the air, particularly as we close in on the Thanksgiving holiday. Mostly sun.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
A kind of a red carpet event. It will be at the Virginia Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Brian Yarbrough. Now, what is your role in Irresponsible, Brian? Did you write this?
No, Irresponsible was written by a gentleman by the name of Nate Morris, who is also the executive producer on this project. So, actually a local guy.
Yeah, we met Nate when he was in here on Friday.
That's right.
And nice guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at this poster that Chris and Dre signed, and it just got kids in it. In fact, is Chris's kiddo in the movie, too?
I don't know if he made it into the movie. I missed a lot of the filming because I was injured on the set, and I had to go through knee surgery.
What? What were you doing? That stuntman work? What are you doing, man?
No, I was just finishing up a scene. I play the senior FBI agent in the movie, and I was just finishing up the scene and was walking down the steps at the mall, and we just wrapped for the day. And I tripped over a boom mic that was laying across the step, and I came down on my knee. And when I hit the ground, my knee went the opposite, like, direction to the right. And I guess I watched too many movies, so I thought I could just snap it back to where it goes and get up and walk.
Come on, man.
So I did that. I snapped it back, and my toes wiggled, and I guess I got up and collapsed. And next thing I know, I'm in the ER. And this is the day before Mother's Day. I'm out of town. You know, my family's back at home. So I'm at the ER, and I come to, and I see my wife there with my kids. And I'm like, Jesus? Like, is
this,
did I die?
Right.
She's like, no, we came to surprise you for Father's Day. So I deal with all that. We go back, and the next day I finish filming. I go there, and my last scene is sitting down. Ended up putting my wife and the kids all in the movie. So it worked out just
okay,
great.
Okay, then.
All right, so this is Brian Yarbrough, Y-A-R-B-O-R-O-U-G-H.
But he's known as Titus.
B-R-O-U-G-H, like the cigarette, Yarbrough,
well,
like that.
They got it stinking wrong on the poster.
Oh, come on.
Hey, that's okay. We did it right on the show.
All right.
Everybody can't be as good as the show.
You know?
Only the show is top-notch.
So
what
does an associate producer do?
Well, I'm actually one of the executive producers as well, but started off a little bit different as an associate producer, ended up acting in it, ended up taking on a lot more. So what the job is for a person in an associate's job is to kind of make sure all the production goes well. So you end up with different categories that you run and spearhead And the executive producer typically is the one that finances it, and they're not very hands-on. This project is not that. This project, all the executive producers are hands-on. Everybody is. So this was definitely a fun project. Everybody loved doing it and couldn't wait to get on set. Usually you can't wait to leave set.
Yeah. All right, so you have you seen the whole thing yet?
I saw the movie, and I was laughing my butt off.
Right,
my wife was laughing her butt off. The kids were laughing. I'm like, man, let's go. Let's it's time.
So is this a launching pad for Chris Hightower, maybe?
No, Chris has already been on the rise. One of the things I do outside of this is promotions throughout the entire U.S. So he is a person that I've been using to do comedy shows for a long time. And with me, started off as a real funny cat that I just wanted to put out there more. And since I've been dealing with him, his star has just been rising. So for Chris, like, the sky's the limit. There's a huge show coming up. He doesn't even know it. But Theo Von's coming to town February. And I'm going to put Chris on that show, and we probably, the next time we see him after that is going to be on Showtime.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
So he's definitely on his rise, an incredible actor. The movie was just fantastic. He's just an all-around fun guy, good guy, and he's just, if he's in the room lights up. That's
so,
Chris.
So you're telling me the whole family should come to the Saturday night, the Virginia, and they'll see a red carpet. They'll see the actors that are there, get autographs and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a cool event.
It's for the whole family. So you come out, I mean, meet the child actors. Have your kids meet them. Be inspired. You could be in the next movie. We're doing a lot in the Midwest right now. We're actually going to make a really huge announcement there, and I'm going to spoiler alert it right now. We're actually starting a new movie that we'll announce that night called Scare Busters, and it's going to launch from that date. And we still have a handful of roles that we'll be filling with local actors. So that's one of the things we like to do through our promotions is find the best talent in the area and showcase that. I mean, that's where these stars come from. They're nobody until they're somebody.
So, Brian, how do you get this on Netflix? How does that work to get more eyeballs?
Well, what happens is they'll launch a lucrative campaign ahead of time that'll beat the launch date. But at this point, we've actually started to entertain other avenues that have approached us. There's a new format that arrived on Instagram where a famous celebrity by the name of T.I. launched a series that got 970,000 buy-ins of $9 a pop for a TV show. So as we approach our Netflix distribution time period, we'll definitely be entertaining some other sources. So it may very well end up on Instagram or Tubi before everything's said and done.
So many formats. It's unbelievable how all the options now that are out there.
Do you know, Brian, after the movie Irresponsible, B-U-L-L at the end, after that plays at the Virginia on Saturday night, will there be a little Q&A? Will we be able to, you know, follow this project and, you know, help fund it like you had just suggested?
This is the best type of movie to go to. Not only will everybody involved in the movie, stars, actors, grips, stuntmen, everything you can think of will be there, but yes, after the movie, everyone's going to remain there. You're going to get pictures. You can ask questions. We're going to answer the questions. We'll talk to you about anything you want to know about the movie. It's really, really a fun and good time. Even if you're not a movie fan, this is a very, very entertaining event. So if you've ever went to the movies and enjoyed the movies, this is what you want to go do. This is what makes you love movies.
What I like is some of these local scenes that you'll come up in Champaign-Urbana, and where you're from is Peoria, right?
Yeah, I'm just right around the corner. I'm able to do just about everything from my home office. So I do music, children's books, patents, films, TV, just about anything and everything that I want to do, I do. It's hard to get to that point, but now I just get to do what I love. And movies like this makes it all worth it.
Tightest. How did you get that kind of a nickname?
Not in prison, sir. Get your mind out of there. So I started off, I got signed to So-So Def Records when I was a younger version of myself.
Okay.
And I had started battle rapping, where you just top of the dome, just start rapping to the beat without having anything written. So the first time I did it was a competition on a dare that I absolutely won. And they said, you're the tightest, whitest rapper we ever heard. And that's where the name came from. So it was actually tightest, whitest. But then I started dusting off people that weren't white, too. So I'm like, it's just tightest now. I'm killing everybody.
I love it. So, well, yeah. When you said Titus, I thought T-I-T-U-S or something.
I know. Everyone thinks it's biblical or Titusville, Florida. No, okay. It's just Titus. Like the tightest pair of socks you ever tried to squeeze on a swole foot.
Gotcha.
Hey, Brian Yarbrough, we appreciate you. Y-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H. The movie is Irresponsible. It'll be at the Virginia, 7 o'clock, red carpet. Only $20. Usually when you get pictures and get to meet people, it's $75 a head easy. Mm-hmm. $20 for the whole deal, and you mingle and maybe get inspired to have somebody in your family start this kind of stuff.
TheVirginia.org for details.
Listen, glad you were on with me, Brian. We're rooting for you, and we'll look for you as the FBI guy. But I can't believe you did a Mel Gibson, kind of shove your shoulder into the, what are the series of movies? Mel Gibson.
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Kept jamming his shoulder in the locker. You did that with your knee.
I'll definitely say this to anybody listening. If you're an aspiring actor or you want to work in films, you want to be a director, you want to be one of the grips, anything like that, come out to the movie and you'll get your opportunity to be just that. We give opportunities to anybody that wants it, and we evaluate you. We'll get you on the spot training, and we'll get you going. This is what we do all around the world.
Awesome.
Brian, appreciate your time. Good luck. Break a leg. Do whatever you do with movies.
It's don't all break, break a leg. No break a leg. Save a leg. Add a leg.
That's it.
Add a leg.
Hope it goes well for you, friend. Hey, listen, rooting for you.
Hey, looking forward to this. Champagne, you got a night coming up, man. Turn out, and we'll come back.
So, Saturday, November 18th. The Virginia Theater, Irresponsible. Come on out. It'll be great.
Looks like it's, are we there yet? Remember, was it
right,
Ice Cube?
Right,
was that
Ice Cube?
Cube? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks kind of like, I'm looking forward to it. Brian, we appreciate you. Irresponsible, the movie, Saturday the 18th. That's this Saturday, 7 p.m. at the gorgeous, iconic Virginia Theater. ESPN 93.5. Jump to your morning sports. Illinois is on the doorstep of a bowl game after all. How about that?
48-45 was the final, Stevie. Overtime win. Wow, some great statistics coming in for John Paddock, a legacy player. 507 passing yards and 4 TDs, a Memorial Stadium standing record. As far as our program record, that's behind, is it Dave Williams?
Dave Wilson?
Wilson.
1980. Okay. Yep, Dave Wilson, 1980. 621 passing yards at Columbus, Ohio, against the Ohio State Buckeyes. We lost the game 49-42. I was there. I remember it vividly. And you'll remember seeing John Paddock throw for 507. Honestly, I thought Dave Wilson threw for 500 yards here in Champaign as well, but apparently not. Had a lot of 400-yard games. I mean, we were throwing the ball like crazy with a young coach named Mike White back in the day. And the fans loved it coming out of the Gary Moeller.
Yeah.
3 years, run, punt. Run, punt. Yeah.
So, as far as our Illini ladies go, the Huff Hall game against Ohio State will be at 8 o'clock. We had wins against Iowa, and 14-12 is our record, 9-7 in the Big Ten. The women will have their field trip day coming up on Wednesday at 11 a.m. when we face St. Peter's. So if you're into a lot of loud energy, that's your game right there. Come on Wednesday during the day.
That'll be fun.
And see the Illini women in action. And, of course, the football team has some momentum going into number 22 Iowa with a 2:30 kick coming up on Saturday the 19th.
Do you know the time on that one?
2:30.
Mm-hmm. You just said that. All right, 2:30 kickoff, Illinois-Iowa. Iowa... pretty doggone good defense. I think they're number 2 in the country defensively.
Okay.
Really good.
Illinois over Oakland, and really the stretch came at the very end, so Illini fans breathing a sigh of relief. 64-53 was the final. Now 7 o'clock against Marquette tomorrow.
Tied with 7 minutes to play. I mean, it was it was definitely, I wasn't sure we were going to win. But glad we did to set up a 2-0 game with Marquette, number 5. And the guys are tall, man. They're long. And you know, I don't have a stereotypical point guard. We're kind of doing it in rotation. It causes massive matchup problems. But there's nobody like an Io or Trent Frazier, that kind of guy to give the ball to and feel pretty good. Kind of doing it by committee. At the end, it was Terrence Shannon. Yeah, he felt pretty good with him with the ball. But, no, it was just a slam defensively. Brad Underwood loves that because it tells you you can win ball games when, man, oh, man, don't be telling me free throws are an issue.
Right.
We missed 8 more. So, and the three-pointer wasn't going. The free throws weren't going. We weren't making any shots.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some pretty good looks, I thought. In the first half, I thought we had 7 or 8 good looks. It just didn't go in. So you got to make sure we still won the game. And that's in light of that. So you're going to have days like that. But felt very grindy, but we won. 2-0.
That's right. In NBA action, the Bulls over Detroit 119-108. Pacers took a loss against the 76ers 137-126. The Bucks will host the Bulls tonight. And as far as NFL action, Denver is at Buffalo tonight. In Germany, Indianapolis's Colts over the New England Patriots 10-6. Pittsburgh beat Green Bay 23-19. And of course, the Bears with the win on Thursday night. NHL action had Florida over the Blackhawks 4-3. So that's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Byron texted in, how do you replace John Paddock now? Luke is okay, but Paddock is screaming hot right now. I know. And again, Luke Altmyer, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, quarterback rating 148 since the Penn State game. He played great.
Mm-hmm.
Had 3 touchdown passes in the Minnesota game. And he got hurt with like a minute to go, and we won the game. And then the guy did it again. He won the game. I don't know. You want to see a different defense? Iowa. They really clamped down on you. So we're going to have to be at our very best to score. I don't think Rutgers got a point this week. I think it's 22-0 or something. Iowa shut them down. Iowa's offense isn't very good. I think we can hold them. But and they're ranked now, and they're also tied, guaranteed tied for the West. But if
number
we win,
22.
They're number 22. But if they win out, obviously, Iowa's your champion. They're going to play Michigan. I think Michigan's best team by a lot in the Big Ten. Without Jim Harbaugh, they just got a really good team. They got Chase Brown back.
Okay.
They got their Chase Brown. He came back. Can you imagine if we had Chase Brown?
Huh? Right.
Of course, then again, what about Reggie? Reggie loved it.
Reggie's been doing great.
He just came back after 5 weeks off, mm-hmm. and he had 142 yards rushing. He was fantastic, and he showed that burst that Caden Fagan doesn't have. Caden is fast, but that quick burst.
He tallied 140 yards from Reggie Love III and a career best 24 carries.
Yeah.
Casey Washington hauled the first receiving score of his college career.
Ended the day with
5 catches and 99 yards and a score.
But Casey's been here playing football 5 years.
Right.
He's never had a touchdown. It was awesome.
So, and Pat Bryant also put together the most productive game of his career, finishing with 5 catches for 131 yards and a score, his 6th touchdown of the season. So, Pat Bryant also showing up. It's just great to see our Illini coming together. Now, when it comes to Caden Fagan.
Caden Fagan, yep.
So, is there.
He got hurt in his arm or something, but okay. He actually came in again.
Right.
In the second half, he was there, but I don't know. And Pat Bryant got hurt, too. So I don't know what his status is, but anyway, bottom line is got to win one of the next 2, and you're going somewhere in December, probably December.
Our Unity Rockets took a loss, and what a high-scoring game. Wasn't it like 56-46 or something?
Yeah, 10-point, I think.
Mount Carmel.
Aces. Bryce Sisson. S-I-S-S-O-N. He's the quarterback, Mount Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
Monster game.
Yeah.
Like, accounted for 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And he decided to forego Southern Illinois University to walk on at University of Illinois.
Is that right?
He says, I'll probably be a safety or a wide receiver at Illinois, but I've always wanted to play in the Big Ten.
Yes!
It's a dream of mine. So the quarterback of Mount Carmel, who, by the way, have been eliminated the last 2 seasons by Unity, was excited to get out of Rocket Land with a win. Great game. They had control of it. Unity really never got within 1 score. So it ended a 10-point game.
Right.
We were scoring, but
With it being such a high-scoring game, we heard lots of fireworks in Tolono. I love it. We're kind of known for that. I mean, it's like the show when you come to Rocket Nation.
I tell you what.
And a great job to all the guys, and, of course, Scott Hamilton and his crew.
So what happens when you have a golf outing and 900 people come and drink a lot of beer? You raise a lot of money for fireworks,
Unity Alumni Association. I love it.
Our weather with Greg Solier, our meteorologist, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Get hold of Greg Wolf if you want a free assessment of your copying needs.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Penn vicinity. Nice spell of weather for November expected for this week. Temperatures above seasonal norms. Largely dry weather expected as well. To perhaps a little brief shower action gets going on Friday. Next week, a different story. While we stay mild for the time of year, increasingly wetter as well, especially as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday. A mostly sunny, milder day's worth of weather today. Up around 62 with a light northwest wind. Tonight, mostly clear down to 33. Light north-northeasterly winds for the day. Tomorrow, sunshine and 61. That's about 7 above average with a southeast wind. 35 here for tomorrow night. Continued mild and sunshiny for the day. Wednesday at 64. Up to about 65 on Thursday. Could be a stray shower with lower 60s on Friday. 50s for high temperatures Saturday and Sunday. Some rain in the forecast for early next week. And another significant rain system mid-next week as well. With daytime temperatures still well into the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? We've got just the place. Call to schedule your very own private girls' night out at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking express facials, makeovers, and personalized beauty tips. Our masters of makeup will give you and your friends a chance to find the right foundation, learn what works for your skin, and rock some hot new looks. Call and book now at 217-359-8100 at Merle Norman. Find us on social media at Merle Norman Cosmetics, Champaign.
Looking to eat healthier and buy locally? Savannah Ridge Farms in Indianola, Illinois has been expanding their yak herd for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms is raising 100% all-natural yaks that feed on organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and farm pickup is also available. And look for Savannah Ridge Farms every Saturday at the Farmers Market inside Lincoln Square in Urbana from 8 to 11. SavannahRidgeFarms.com. Again, it's SavannahRidgeFarms.com. Yeah, if you missed our broadcast at Pia's with Lon and Derek on Friday, it is worth podcasting the Lucas and Brian Johnson segment. Mm-hmm. That was unbelievable. With Lucas Johnson, man, I wish he was around here. He needs to be on the radio.
Yeah.
That guy was just Lucas Johnson.
So many funny stories. Well, was that the Lon Kruger days?
That was Lon and Bill.
Okay.
But he was... And Lucas is, you know, I don't know if goofy's the right, but he's a teacher now. He's a very good basketball player for us. Brian Johnson was part of a Big Ten championship for us before Lucas was here in the 90s with Lon Kruger and maybe even a little Lou Henson. And then Brian comes along, Lucas comes along, he gets a championship with Illinois as well. And so, yeah, they were discussing the careers and And Brian told a joke, said, Lucas told the joke, he said, who's the only player in Illinois history to actually earn two scholarships? And the answer is Brian Johnson. One for Brian, one for Lucas.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good one. Then he started talking about Frank Williams. Again, this is going back 20-plus years. If you didn't know, there's a guy named Frank Williams from Peoria. He was just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But sometimes he was unbelievable. Sometimes he's like, is Frank in the game? Is he here tonight? Oh, he's over there. He just didn't. So, I was at the game for the Seton Hall. I remember it vividly. We were down 17 points at half, 42-25 to Seton Hall. We were like fifth. Seton Hall was ranked like eighth. Really bad. So apparently Bill Self in the locker room said, forget Frank Williams. And Frank's sitting right there. Forget him. It's just us. He's just playing for himself. So Frank goes out in the second half, scores the first 10 points.
Okay.
And he goes by Brian Lucas. I keep getting him mixed up. He goes by Lucas Johnson, says, is that good enough? And Lucas said, yeah, but why don't you do it all the time? Why don't you just break it on Rust? Rust, it just, mine's broken on Rust and I suck. So, stuff like that. But he was so funny. And so Lucas. And that's the guy, if you remember Lute Olson, he was the head coach of Arizona for a million years. And he kind of did that, the guy's crazy, pointing at his head, pointing at Lucas. So he just, and Lucas is always smiling. He was always in the mix-up. Yeah. Kind of like Brian Cardinal, always on the floor.
Absolutely.
Took a charge, but was it a charge? And the guy's laughing.
Just love what he's doing.
And just getting under their crawl.
Yeah.
That was who he was, but as a player. But anyway, funny. It's on the podcast from Friday's broadcast at Pia's.
StevieJay.com.
Okay, going to break for the news. Coming back with more. You can always text in 217-359-2255.
Got to jump on the show. From Father Joe. He's going to go to that Marquette game tomorrow and go Illini.
Marquette and Illinois. It'll be a dandy. That's a heavyweight bout early in the season. And that's what I really like about the Kansas game. That was a heavyweight bout that didn't count on the record.
Yeah.
But it gave us an idea of kind of what we had, which is pretty good. All right, so we'll talk all about that as well coming up. And again, you can text us if you'd like. Break for the news in just moments. Here's what we were talking about, the red carpet event at the Virginia Theater big premiere. Saturday, November 18th for one night only at the Virginia Theater. Come out to the red carpet world movie premiere of the family-friendly comedy Irresponsible, starring Keith Campton. Parts of the movie filmed right here in our town and features dozens of local actors. Come and meet all the stars of the movie and ask questions, get pictures, and free autographs. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7. Virginia Theater, November 18th. For more information, go to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans! D&D Advertising has the new 2023-2024 basketball schedules ready for pickup at these fine businesses.
Illinois Excavation Septic Concrete, Beast Mode Painting LLC, SK Exteriors, George Mallet Company Garage Door, Twin City Industrial Rubber Hose, Studio Nails, Champagne Eye Professionals, Inspire Your Wedding and Events, Express Employment Professionals, Thomas Mamer Attorneys at Law, Oak Creek Outdoor Service Tree and Landscaping, The Dentist Gray, Yellowly and Black DDS, Armor Shield Concrete Coatings, Latitude Apartments, Campus Culinary Solutions, New Era Cannabis Products and Accessories, Raise Heating and AC, Burner Plumbing, Horn Installation, Allstate Insurance, William Abel. Please patronize these fine businesses as they are an asset to the community.
D&D Advertising Enterprises is not licensed, affiliated with, or endorsed by any university, sports institution, or program unless specifically stated in writing. No proceeds from any of the funds collected for your ad will be given to any educational institution or sports team. We are not responsible for any schedule changes made after printing.
Okay, 8 o'clock hour coming up with Break for the News, and be right back with you. It is Monday. I think it's November 13th.
Yeah.
Wow. Almost halfway through the month, and Thanksgiving a week from Thursday.
That's right.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Break for Fox News at 8 o'clock.